And the Supreme Court of India has taken a significant step by paving the way for the trial of the 2015 sacrilege cases involving Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, the head of the controversial Dera Sachcha Sauda sect. On Friday, a bench comprising Justices B.R. Gawai and K.V. Vishwanathan vacated the stay imposed by the Punjab and Haryana High Court, which had halted the trial. This decision allows the legal proceedings to resume, marking a crucial moment in a case that has attracted considerable public and media attention. The Punjab government had filed a plea seeking to overturn the High Court's stay on the trial of three cases registered at the Bahakana police station in Faridkot, Punjab. Advocate General Gurminder Singh represented the state, emphasizing the need for the trial to proceed without further delays. As per PTI, the Supreme Court agreed, directing Gurmeet Ram Rahim to submit a response to the court's orders within the next 4 weeks. This move aims to ensure that justice is served in a timely manner, particularly given the sensitivities surrounding the cases. The sacrilege cases relate to incidents that have sparked widespread outrage and have serious implications for communal harmony in the region. The apex court's decision follows a series of legal maneuvers involving Ram Rahim. In February 2023, the Supreme Court had previously transferred the trial from Faridkot to Chandigarh to ensure impartiality in the proceedings. Ram Rahim had previously challenged a September 2018 notification by the state government that withdrew the cases from the jurisdiction of the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. He sought a directive for the CBI to investigate the cases, alleging procedural irregularities. On March 11, 2024, the Punjab and Haryana High Court referred critical questions regarding the cases to a larger bench for further adjudication. In its interim direction, the High Court noted that further proceedings before the trial court against the petitioner, Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, in the above said sacrilege cases shall remain stayed until further orders. According to PTI, this indicates the complexity and significance of the legal issues at hand. In a recent development, the Haryana government granted Gurmeet Ram Rahim a 20-day parole. However, the conditions of his release prohibit him from participating in election-related activities or leaving the jurisdiction of Haryana during this period. This decision has raised eyebrows, especially given his controversial history and the serious charges he faces. Ram Rahim is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for the rape of two of his disciples and has also been convicted in a 2019 murder case of a journalist, which took place over 16 years ago. The lifting of the stay on the sacrilege cases is likely to reignite debates surrounding not only the Dera chief's influence but also broader questions about governance and accountability in Punjab. As the trial proceeds, the court's actions will be closely watched by both supporters and critics of Ram Rahim, highlighting the intersection of law, politics, and religion in contemporary India. The Supreme Court's decision marks a crucial juncture in this high-profile case, with significant implications for the legal landscape and communal relations in the region. As the proceedings unfold, many will be keen to see how the justice system navigates the challenges posed by such a high-stakes case involving a figure as polarizing as Gurmeet Ram Rahim, and, with inputs from PTI, and